This is McGuire on the Wire, brought to you by McGuire Sponsel. We are a national consulting firm aiming to provide facts, advice, and updates on the ever-changing world of tax law. This podcast will give you base-level information as well as high-level thought leadership on how to navigate these technical disciplines. At McGuire Sponsel, we provide unique services to our clients using an old-school, hands-on approach that is deeply respected within the CPA industry. Now stick around and listen to one of our experts. We're glad you're here.
Thank you for joining us. Inflation is a scary word, and it's been coming up a lot lately. Anyone who in 2021 has been trying to build a house, trying to do renovations, trying to buy any type of material, whether it be wood or other lumber for their house, has realized this. Gas prices have gone up, and there have been a number of signs that inflation is occurring. In May, prices rose by 5% compared to a year ago. Now, there is a question as to whether or not this is a temporary phenomenon or a permanent thing. Is it a temporary thing that we're seeing a price spike coinciding with the recovery from COVID? Or is this a permanent thing due to some of the cash that's pushed into the market? And now, I'm not going to get into details as to why inflation occurs, whether that inflation is because there's extra cash in the market, or if inflation occurs because of pressures from commodities becoming scarce, what that is. And I'm not even going to talk about whether or not the Fed, some of the steps the Fed's doing to reduce cash in the system, will balance that out. What I'm going to talk about is, if inflation does occur, what do business owners do about it? So inflation, obviously, let's just talk about obviously what inflation is. Inflation makes things more expensive. And so it makes a dollar today worth more than a dollar in the future. Now that dollar today is worth less than a dollar was a couple years ago because you can buy less with it. So what do you do with it? Well, one of the things that we have to look at is where can we play with timing differences to make up for this change? And so a lot of times on this podcast and in other places, we've talked about concepts like cost segregation or depreciation analyses, which are timing differences. So I'm going to kind of go back and take a step back and talk about what a cost segregation study is. So a cost segregation study, as I said, it's a timing difference. So what you're doing is you're taking depreciation from real estate assets and you're reclassifying it correctly into the optimal lives based on equipment lives or other things that you can get. So take a $10 million building. In that $10 million building, you might have $2 million worth of assets that can be depreciated quicker than the building can. So typically a building gets depreciated over 39 years. Now, other assets you can accelerate. So let's say that $2 million is made up of equipment, land improvements, etc. Now, that's all bonus eligible. So the taxpayer can write that off right away. So by recognizing that $2 million, they can reduce their taxes immediately instead of spreading it over the 39 years that the rest of that $10 million building would have to do. So it creates what's called a timing difference. So you're reducing taxes today, but you're going to pay more in the future. What does that have to do with inflation? Well, this ties into inflation because you can now play with when you get that money back, and you can get cash out today. If inflation hits, you can then reinvest it as a hedge against inflation, and that money becomes worth more. So let me give you an example. Let's say I have a depreciation analysis I could do where I can get $1 million out of my real estate today. Let's just say that I'm taking a deduction. Let's just say I'm at a 30% tax rate, and so that means I'm getting about $3,330,000 worth of deductions at that 30% tax rate. That's worth $1 million worth of cash to me in my pocket. Now, I have that $1 million. I can then go invest in things. Maybe it's materials and supplies for my business. Maybe it's I'm investing in commodities that I see as a hedge against inflation or something else. That spending power of that $1 million
is what it is today. Now, let's say inflation hits and I don't do this and I keep that money. And let's say instead of getting that $1 million today, I spread that over 10 years. So you get $100,000 per year over the next 10 years. Same amount of money. But if inflation hits at a relatively high rate, what I'm going to be able to buy with that money 5 years in the future is less. And at that point, I can't invest in something that becomes that hedge against that inflationary pressure. So the key thing is we have to look at that and make those decisions. Now, it is a weird balancing point right now, especially for a lot of high net worth individuals, because there is a question as to whether or not President Biden will be looking at increasing tax rates. So there's a balance there. How much do we think inflation will hit versus how much do we worry about tax rates going up in the future? Also, what does inflation do for business pressures? So if inflation hits, one of the things that might happen with inflation is if it hits, then the buying power for the consumer goes down. So what do I mean by that? Let's say inflation does hit. And inflation's at, let's say, 10%. Pretty high rate of inflation for the U.S. The U.S. doesn't typically see rates of inflation that high, but let's just say it's at 10%. And that's 10%. And so the cost of a consumer good, let's say it's a $10,000 consumer good, goes up by 10% over the next year to $11,000 from $10,000. Well, that reduces the buying power for the consumer, which has an effect of slowing down the economy. That's one of the effects potentially of inflation. So not only as a business owner do I have to worry about that inflationary pressure, but I also have to worry if inflation does hit, does my income drop because the buying power, not only are my cost of goods that I'm purchasing going up, but also the buying power of my consumer, they're getting that same pressure, so their buying power is going to drop, so they might buy less. So all these things come into play. And then we balance that with the potential for increasing tax rates. There's a lot of things to look at. So the reason I bring up tax rates is, let's say that same example, I have $3,333,000 worth of deductions I can take now against a 30% tax rate. But let's say I think my tax rate's going to go up to 40% in a year or 2 years. Now, instead of getting $1 million today, if it went up to 40%, I'm going to get $1.3 million from that same deduction. Now, I need to balance that with what I think I can make off that, also what the buying power is. So often when we're talking cost segregation studies, we talk about what's called time value of money. And anytime anyone's ever gotten a cost segregation study done and they've seen in the proposal, typically that proposal will list what the time value of money is when you're looking at the deductions. Now, that gets confused a lot with lending rates and financing rates, and sometimes people will sit there and go, I know you're using a 7% discount rate for this or a 5% discount rate. I don't think that's effective because right now I can buy money cheap. I can get a loan out for relatively inexpensive. Keep in mind that the loan rates are completely different. Loan rates are what the banks are lending money at versus the time value of money is supposed to judge about the buying power of a dollar over time. Now, there's a question of what's accurate. We've probably seen very low inflation. We've been seeing very low finance rates, and sometimes they're tied together. When one goes up, the other tends to go up, or vice versa. So they are often tied together, but it's important to look at what those two different things are. And the higher the rate, the more beneficial it is to pull your money out now. So in other words, if we're looking at a discount rate of 5% versus a discount rate of 9%, the 9% discount rate is going to show that the time value of money means get your money out now more than the 5%. These are all things that business owners need to think about in a time of inflation. Now, like I said, we don't officially know if inflation's here to stay. A lot of economists are saying this is a temporary blip, and some of that's due to shortages, due to supply chain shortages, due to COVID, whether that's in the new car market or in the lumber market, et cetera. There's supply chain shortages. Cars have been pulled back because they can't get the microchips, et cetera. Lumber's had some issues in the last few years. There's also housing shortages, so housing's gone up in value. Some of that's related to just a lack of inventory. Some of that's related to moratoriums on evictions and foreclosures. And so there's a lot of things going on, and some of that's going to get sorted out over the next 6 months or so. And so we don't really know if this is here to stay, but it's an important lesson in how to look at these timing differences. And especially when we talk about it, we're talking about depreciation. It's very important as we're looking at these to think about a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. That's the old saying. And this is a demonstration of that. If we can get our money out now and reinvest it in our business or reinvest it in a hedge against inflation or something else, we know that we can get that money out now. We know what that value is. We don't know if inflation is going to devalue that. We don't know if increased tax rates might make that deduction worth more. We don't know if our business is going to go up or down. All we know is what that dollar is worth today and what we can do with it. And so all of these are a good opportunity to sit down and reset and remind ourselves that if we can take deductions, it often makes a beneficial benefit. Now, I will say there are exceptions to that rule. If I'm sitting there and I say I can take depreciation deductions today, but most of those are going to come against lower marginal tax rates. So for example, let's say I've got that $3 million worth of deductions I mentioned earlier, but I only have taxable income of $500,000 this year. Then it probably doesn't make sense for me to maximize those deductions this year, with some exceptions. Obviously, in recent years, due to some of the COVID rules, we've had some NOL carrybacks and other things, but in general, it might not make sense to take all of it. And that's where that balance comes in. But the important thing is to keep in mind where potential economic change is happening as we're making those decisions. This is something that we will continue at McGuire Sponsor to monitor and continue to bring up in questions over the coming months. Is if we see this inflationary pressure is here to stay, it's going to become more important for people to take as much of that cash out now and invest it in things that potentially can help their business hedge against that inflationary pressure over the coming months or years. Now, if it turns out that this is a temporary blip, that might change people's process and thinking. And at McGuire Sponsor, we'll continue to monitor that and we'll update you, whether it be through the blogs, articles, or these podcasts. I appreciate you listening today. If you have any questions, never hesitate to call. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to McGuire on the Wire. Have a question from today's episode or interested in our team covering another topic? Reach out to us at McGuire on the Wire at McGuireSponsel.com.